Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
Here's a fly ball, left center field. Churio on the run, at the track, at the wall, jumped up. Jackson Churio brought it back! Oh, ho, ho! Jackson elevated above the wall, and he pulled back a home run from Royce Lewis. Incredible!
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
All right, let's bring in our guy Lane Grindle. Lane, so I was driving back from the Northwoods yesterday, and I was listening along with a lot of people during that ninth inning. And I could hear it in your voice when Perkins made that catch on that liner in center field. It was almost like we escaped.
I think I said that even in the call. The Brewers, I said they survived.
Yes.
Because it just, you know, that the last 2 days of that series, the Dodgers were playing Dodgers baseball again, and the Brewers still found a way to win it, which I think is a tip of the cap and impressive, and it tells you just how well this team is playing. But to make those pitches in that spot in the ninth inning, it got dicey, but Abner Uribe is an ultimate competitor and he found a way to get it done. And what a weekend in LA. I mean, it really was, incredible. And this run they're on is awesome. You want to stay in that tree as long as you can. Don't let them shake you out of it, but, eventually it'll come to an end. And then you just try to start another one and keep playing good baseball. That's the goal.
The Brewers love LA. They sweep the Dodgers in the City of Angels.
Lane Grindle's call.
I love that.
So good.
That was so perfect.
I mean, we didn't have to hear Randy Newman at all weekend. That was kind of nice because we hear Randy Newman every time the Dodgers win. So that's the goal. It's to not listen. I like Randy Newman and I like his music just fine, but you know, I don't want to hear it after a Dodgers game.
Yep.
So now at the Mariners, the stadium also has a roof too.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah,
Is ours better? What does it look like? It retracts weird.
Yeah, ours is better because this one doesn't close all the way up.
I saw that.
So we were here in April in 2023 at the beginning of that season, and it was really cold. And even though there's a roof over you, it's still freezing in the ballpark. And it was unpleasant, in fact. I do think this is a great ballpark. I enjoy this ballpark a lot. This is a better time of year to come here, though.
Hey, Lane, could this be a situation at the trade deadline where the Brewers sell a little bit but also get better? I'm speaking specifically or thinking about Rhys Hoskins. Vaughn has been so good at first base. Do we have a surplus there? Could they get rid of Hoskins, which would have been unthinkable because we're not sellers at the deadline, but still become a better team because of it?
Nah, I don't anticipate seeing that happen. In large part because Rhys isn't healthy, you know, so that would make that tough to do, even if you wanted to do it. But I doubt that I see the Brewers doing a lot of that. Now, hey, this is an organization that zigs when others zag a lot. So you never really can put your thumb on exactly what's going to go down at the deadline because even the front office couldn't tell you for sure, right? Like, it takes two teams to make a trade. You have to see what comes to fruition. Sometimes you think you have a deal done and somebody backs out at the last second. So it's, you know, it's harder to just consummate a trade than sometimes I think we think it is as members of the media or as fans. So I do expect they're going to be very open to everything. They're going to do what they think is best for the organization in order to help this team win. This team's earned the right to have some additions if they're the right fits. But I will tell you this. I think it's always been very important with Brewers baseball in this era. I think it'll continue to be. Who that person is matters. And I'm not talking about, you know, how hard they can hit the ball or what their velocity is on their fastball. I'm talking about the kind of person that they are. They have to fit this clubhouse. The Brewers have really done a great job of having great human beings in the clubhouse over the last 10 years or so. And when you have somebody that's not the right fit, it's very obvious very quickly, and there haven't been many of those because the Brewers have done a good job of identifying guys that come in and they're team first and they're good, solid citizens that want to contribute in every way they can. And I think that's been a big part of the magic sauce for the Brewers over the years is that they have guys all pulling in the same direction.
What are you doing in Seattle right now? What kind of fun are you having?
You know, I'm not that exciting, Julia. I went for a walk around Seattle today. That's about as exciting as it gets for me. I went for a walk. I ran on the treadmill later. Go get a cup of coffee, walk around, see the city a little bit. We don't come here as much as we come to other cities. So again, it's a nice time of year to come here because the weather's great, the sun is out. You can't always say that in Seattle, of course, in the Pacific Northwest. So it's fun to see this city this way rather than kind of cold and gloomy like it is maybe when you come here earlier in the year. So I enjoyed it. I walked up by the Space Needle down to the market, all the Ooh. You know, the touristy stuff that you do when you're in Seattle.
Got to get a couple out there, Lane. We need those free burgers back here.
I know. Please. We're getting close.
Two more. Let's go. He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. We always appreciate you making some time for us. Thank you, Lane.
Absolutely. Thank you both.
All right. Go Crew. It is 4:42 at WTMJ. All right. So you've seen the video. Everybody has 1,000 times of the CEO of the company in the embrace at the Coldplay concert with his HR head. Wait until you hear some of the numbers in this new survey that's out about how often people are hooking up with the boss. What percentage of them are using overt flirtation at work to grow their career? And the department at work that's most likely to engage in a relationship with another coworker. We've got an employment attorney with us. We'll walk you through the survey. It's kind of interesting stuff. That is up next on WTMJ.